Look in my eyes for my mind state. I'm on the grind 25, money on my mind, that's how I play. If you got it now, this what I say.
We're live
in effect, episode 8 of the Swerve City Podcast. What's going on, y'all? It's been like 2-3 weeks. It's been like 2-3 weeks since we last filmed, last time I had Pete Dunn on in the place, talking about wrestling and his child and more wrestling. But now we're here to talk with my boys, my homies.
Yeah.
We're here to get you canceled.
Yeah, y'all in cancel culture right now.
We cancel every show we're on. We
cancel it all.
Yeah, so
we're the kings of
Mike,
cancel.
If you're hearing this, post edit, please. So we are back here, episode 8 of the Swerve City Podcast. We want to thank Around Seattle for sponsoring us, the banner, the mics, everything we got, the curtains, this nice little studio.
We got some new lights, too.
We got new lights over here. Well, y'all can't see it on the... If y'all watching
this, them lights.
We got two, but they're so bright. We're using one.
Interrogation room lights.
Yeah,
I did not shoot them, sir.
I did not have sex. Anyway, moving on.
Wow, you're gonna get yourself canceled.
Never that, brother. We got my co-host over here. We got Monteezy, aka Teezy Scott.
What's going on, y'all?
Say what up.
What's going on, everybody? You know, yeah, episode 8, another classic episode. Teezy Scott, Instagram, Twitter, things of that.
Stop calling me Shane Strickland on my freaking video chat, people. I don't know who that is. Continue.
Yeah, Teezy Scott, Instagram, Twitter, things of that nature.
Teezy Scott.
You know, make sure you guys follow me. You know, my followers going up, you know, I'm around the clock now.
I wonder why that is.
Because I rap good, that's why. Mm-hmm. And, you know, outside of that.
I saw it.
You know what I mean?
Great.
Pass it over to the other side of the co-host here, right to my right.
Yeah.
Big Swole.
Let me get my technology together.
Bang.
It's your big slow
pop. And fucking
are you okay? You're too old. You can't get that one.
It won't sit right.
You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed
it won't go in there.
Let me try it for
you.
Pause.
Try it, dude.
Yeah. Oh, my name sounds stupid to be honest, huh? Hide.
Since
we ain't canceled, we're canceling
people.
I ain't never canceled after Swerve Talk season 1, now season 2. I ain't canceled one person. You the first, whatever your name is. I ain't gonna give you that energy, that promotion.
Yeah, don't give them that energy. No bad energy. Nah,
it don't look like you're doing a good job over there.
Y'all can just hold your phones. That is a thing.
Yeah,
but my hands will get tired.
Yeah, my arms.
It's only 20 minutes.
My fingers.
20 minutes. Try doing this for 20 minutes. I almost have my.
That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. Follow the leader.
I'm not big swole or anything, but I've got heavy arms.
Well.
See.
So since the last episode, what has popped off recently? We just put off a new song.
Absolutely, man. We went in the studio, did a new song. You know, I can't really give you guys much details on that, but
y'all gonna have to get the album.
For that.
Ooh, that reminds us, we gotta announce the album coming soon.
Oh yeah. Actually, yeah, no, that's current events. Actually, we are April 4th. We are dropping an album, you know, next year. So don't ask me when's the new thing coming out. We gave you guys a lot of music in like a 2-3 month period. So
Shane Thor says y'all two are washed up.
That's true.
So we are dropping an album April 4th, untitled. We will let you guys know once we get all that together. You know. But we are in the studio right now, currently working on a project. I'm very excited.
The album will be called Pimples on the Back of My Neck.
Brother.
Why you gotta do my man?
That's what that is?
Is that your X-Men power?
Every single time.
I thought that was hair. Those are pimples?
I don't know, man. The possibility of me clearing up is him actually getting
I know pimples can be black.
I don't know what's gonna happen first. Me getting this cleared up and him getting the back of that head braided.
This is like the Game of Thrones.
Oh man, so yeah, we had that. Everybody still subscribe to YouTube, I haven't recovered from that burn yet.
So, Sports City Podcast, y'all. We got 1.2 now. We have 1,200 right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's get that. Let's get that 2,000 subscribers.
This,
you know,
flame, this flame pretty quick, yeah. So, and check out the new music video. I'm the man.
I'm the man on YouTube right now.
I am also the man.
Featured on the music video.
I'm a man.
D-O-Matic.
Thank you for coming through and showing love in the video. We had a lot of fun doing that.
Miss Ariel.
Listen,
Big Swole Monroe.
What? Listen.
What? Okay.
Oh, I mean, I'm getting claimed twice.
You are about to get claimed twice.
Get him, get.
Understand something.
Put it out there.
No, I'm going to tell you. Because you don't want to get messed up. I'm saying to you. Listen. I done already put it out there. And my name is not Ariel Monroe. Stop trying to put me out there as that. My name is Big Swole. What's my name? Shane.
Big.
Wow.
What's my name?
Heisenberg.
Look. Boy, I'm about to call you about your government.
Big Swole, man.
Don't let anybody know.
All right. My name is Big Swole. Now, ask your question.
We got a guest here, damn it.
What was the last 2-3 weeks for you? How'd that go?
Last 2-3 weeks?
Yeah.
It was pretty good. I went to Shine Wrestling and Triple A. Turned not Team A, or, you know, all
Team 3As.
Team 3As.
No.
But look, yeah, we did really good. We beat Better Than You. I don't know why they named themselves that, because obviously they lost. Yeah. So, yeah, we beat them up. And then I don't remember what happened the rest of the couple other weeks.
Anyway, this is a good time to go to our guest for episode 8 of the Sword City Podcast. We got D.O. Madden over here. And Mansoor.
Abdulaziz.
You want to try my whole name?
Yeah, say his whole name.
Say
his whole name.
Do it. Me?
If I tell you what it is.
You have to say it.
I mean, you're going out there like that. So
try Mansoor.
I can't even spell it.
Abdulaziz Muhammad Abdulaziz al-Shahid.
Abdulaziz Muhammad
Abdul. There's every letter of the alphabet
something
is
like
in that name. Every letter.
There's
twice.
Some letters that aren't in the English alphabet.
There's a Z. Yeah.
There's a Z. Was there a
no,
Q
there,
in there?
Oh yeah.
Is there a Q in there?
It's more like a Q. Try this letter.
I'll vomit if I do that.
Okay, that's right. Maybe not though.
So what's been going on? Like, who do we start with? Actually, you know what? You take charge in this one.
Take control of the carpet.
Yeah.
Well, so you know, guys. First of all, thank you guys for coming.
Oh,
that's the first thing. You know,
it is truly
this
an
is
honor
a wonderful,
and blessing
wonderful
to
setup
yes.
that
yes.
you know my brother here has had this wonderful vision, and this is wonderful to be here, and I'm glad to be here. But all jokes aside, though,
wonderful.
You know,
that was a joke.
Huh?
You said all jokes aside.
Yeah, you just put him over and
this
is all jokes
beautiful.
Aside.
All jokes aside.
You know, I had to give him something and just take it away.
All right, that's fair.
So let's go to the introductions. You know, from the very, very beginning.
Oh, you got notes.
Yes, we have notes.
They're so much better than we ever were.
Wow.
We stepped up.
My handwriting got better because my sister read them now somewhat.
That's amazing.
So you had to write
slow.
Because
they need to be letters.
She can read them somewhat. Mm-hmm. So first thing, speaking of current events, NXT is going live.
Sure enough.
Yeah.
September 18th.
September 18th.
Live Wednesday
night. NXT is going live.
2 hours.
Wow. 2 hours.
Roster big as hell.
2 hours.
Large
roster is super big as hell, so
you know, or maybe we get that debut of Generation Chill right here.
Generation Chill,
mayhaps.
You guys excited for that?
Mayhaps.
I mean,
name another 6'9", 270 pound African American
that's super handsome
that looks like that.
That looks like that.
That can do what he can do.
I just heard somebody screaming.
Is there like a meth addict upstairs? Screaming! Someone is screaming outside.
Should we call the cops? No, they're downstairs. They're fine. They do this every night. They're good. Somehow she comes back.
Wow. You heard it here first, folks.
You're welcome.
So let's talk about your come up in the wrestling world.
The intro and the come up. Yeah.
So you played in the NFL for 3 years. What was your what year did you? First of all, what school did you go to?
I went to the University of North Carolina.
Travel through!
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Now, what high school did you get drafted from? You went to an academy, right?
And I went to Catholic Memorial in Massachusetts.
What is the alumni there?
I went to me.
He said, we'll put
I made it.
We don't have we were a hockey school. So I'm the only retired football jersey in Catholic
Bar. Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
I thought about saying he was all the
players. Yeah, yes.
That too?
You would have been an awesome hockey player.
I would have been sick. I should have just done hockey. I'd still be playing.
A giant hockey?
Yeah.
But then you would have been on this awesome podcast. Come on.
Well, you don't know that. I could have been.
I'd be on side from hockey. Yeah.
When would I ever coincide with a hockey player?
I probably used to.
No, I'm not going to talk to a hockey player.
You probably would have met me. I'm a hockey
big
fan.
Hockey fan? Whoa. What's your favorite hockey team?
The Lightning. Don't look at me like that.
Tampa Black Lightning?
No, that was trash. Tampa Bay Lightning.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your favorite hockey player?
So, moving on, you got drafted by the Houston Texans,
Houston
correct?
Texans, yep. Third round.
Ooh,
and that's high. Yeah, so when I started playing there in the Houston, I started going to independent shows, mainly Booker T's Reality of Wrestling down there. It was only like 20-something minutes from my place. So that's kind of how I met him, and he let me, you know, watch the shows for free or whatever, even though it was $10. So he was very cool of him to...
triple charge you.
Allow the rich to become richer.
You take up three seats.
NFL player in here.
Well, black people don't pay for that.
No. Exactly. He hooked me up then, so then I could play for a couple other teams. And then when I was done playing football, I was like, "Hey, Book, I want to learn how to wrestle." So I had a tryout set up. Went and trained with him for about a year, and then tried out and worked.
Boom.
Now I'm tagging with you. Nothing else mattered. I didn't tag with him.
Nope.
I didn't tag with Dijak.
Nope.
I didn't tag with anybody.
So, speaking of draft experience, right? Because I always want to ask about the NFL. Like, did you have the whole family, like, on TV? Like, would they have the family on TV wait for you to get drafted?
So, I wanted to stay at home. So, I went to my childhood house where my family was. But my mom was like, "I think you want to have a..." And I was like, "No, Mom, I don't want to have a party." She was like, "Let's go have some people." So I'm sitting there on I looked like the most, I don't know, like socially inept person in the history of draft parties, because I was sitting there with my laptop and I was playing Civilization 5.
Yeah.
Yes. On the PC, and I had headphones on. There was a party going on around me. The draft was on the TV, and I'm sitting there like, I'm just making deals with George Washington or whoever. And my phone rang, and I was like, "Oh, okay, I'm going to the Texans." But like, yeah,
I want to know the guy that's like, "Hey, who's this party for?"
It's like me. It's like that guy. Yeah, I need a few more soldiers for this war that's going on. So, yeah,
yeah, whatever, JJ Watt.
Yeah, get out of here.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, so it was an experience.
Mansoor, same question. What got you into wrestling?
Initially,
period.
No Mercy.
The game? Yeah. Not gonna lie, SmackDown. Shut your mouth.
Yeah, oh, here comes the fan.
Shut your mouth got me into wrestling.
Yeah, so my older brother had No Mercy on the N64, and I was like, "This is a great game. I what if it was real?"
I did the same thing.
It is.
It was. It was real, because you couldn't block Stone Cold Stunner.
Okay, so this is me off. I could never counter Irish whips. You know, though, when you would whip something,
you just go.
My brother could do it all day, and I would mash the reversal button, and that it wouldn't work ever. I couldn't reverse finishers, and I couldn't reverse whips, and that always made me mad, because we'd always play Royal Rumbles, and I would always get eliminated every time.
One day in a match, I'm just going to block stuff with my chest.
Yeah.
I was like, "Oh, yeah, you can't block it." What do I do?
When I trained, anytime somebody would do the double tackle spot, where you go...
Yep. It's gonna happen.
I also love when the grapple doesn't register and you kinda just go like
"Wait, I'm a miss grapple."
Yeah, I literally just played the video, because I mean, Saudi, like where I was growing up, it was on TV, but it was harder to get.
You were growing up in Saudi, right?
Yeah. Okay. So
that's why he's here.
Mostly I would get DVDs. Like the first pay-per-view I got was like Bad Blood 2003,
Oh, that's a good one.
Headstrong, take you on.
I was like, Mick Foley was the special guest referee, and it was
a good paper.
Triple H and Kevin, was it? As a kid, I was like, "What is
awesome!" Like, dude, I love it.
But like, yeah, I slowly got into it. I found SmackDown on a channel, so I watched. I only had SmackDown, so I was a huge King Booker fan.
We were destined to be together.
Yeah, Finlay.
Hey, look at that time.
Like 2005, 2006, SmackDown. Yeah, and yeah, I was a huge fan. Kind of fell off the wagon around 2007.
Watching wrestling brought you to drinking. What?
Usually it takes being in wrestling.
Yeah, so, you know, some things happened around that time when I was like, maybe I don't want to watch this anymore. But I came back around in like 2012, 2013. Yeah. Was super into Daniel Bryan.
He's an adorable man.
I was a lapsed fan, but then I kind of fell back in love with it. But I never really thought that I would be a wrestler. Like I didn't look in the mirror and see a wrestler. I still don't. Here's the thing.
You beat me too.
I'm friends with Brennan,
the Chad,
Dijak, and Shane. Like that's probably my closest group. We got 2 6-foot. 7, 8, 9, who gives a crap, peep guys. And Shane is like the dude on dating sites. He's like the example pro.
He's like a guy in your area. He's like a guy on a romance novel.
Exactly. Yeah, he's the dude that's shirtless in the jeans. Yeah.
He's totally Love Island.
So it's not great for self-esteem, but I was like, it's sappy as hell, but me and my two little sisters were watching SummerSlam 2013, and I was like 17. Mm-hmm. And we saw Daniel Bryan wrestle John Cena for the WWE Championship. And when he won, it was like, we went crazy. Like, it was amazing. And that was when I realized, like, shit, if I want to be the top of the industry, if I want to be, like, what I want to be and achieve my dream, I just got to be really good at it. And I'm still working for that, so.
I mean, not bad for winning a 50-man battle
royal. Oh, yeah, that was nothing.
That was, like, well, talk me through that experience, man.
So, I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know I was going to be in that until day of, pretty much. Maybe a little bit the day before, but there's rumblings.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
D. Mm-hmm.
But,
I show up to the PC, I'm like, where's Monster? Oh.
Man, I could have just not shown up after that. I feel like nobody I'm
done. Literally, like, we're never going to see you again.
I'm back, and yeah, it's great. But, yeah, it was crazy, especially because, like, going to NXT was surreal in itself because I've always been a huge fan of NXT. Like, since I was in high school, I watched NXT. But all the dudes who I loved in NXT had already moved up the main roster. You know, your Zanes, your Owens, all those guys. So this was my first experience actually meeting those dudes that I actually like idolized as a teenager. Cesaro, Kofi, like...
Tell them about your Cesaro story.
Alright, so...
Spill the tea?
There were so many great
I was really, experiences. I was really bad at life that day. So probably... Can I tell the Shane story?
Tell all of them. Okay, so
the first thing that happens is
post edit.
Yeah, it's post edit.
The first thing that happens is I
don't have any
glasses. So this is the same venue that the Greatest Royal Rumble was at the year before, mm-hmm. right?
Actually, before you get into that story, we're gonna cut IG live.
And at least
you went to youtube.com/
Swerve City Podcast.
And goodbye, deuces.
Bye.
Bye.
And hit share. Make sure you hit share.
Oh.
End of night video and share.
Yeah. Go on.
As we proceed, you be with the beat.
Last year at the Greatest Royal Rumble, my locker room, it was me and the other Saudi talent who were trying out. We were in like a broom closet. It was like, not a closet. It was like a little
a traditional
tiny room.
Saudi room.
Over there!
And so the bathroom was outside the door, across the hallway. You walk in, it's like, it looks like a tiny locker room. There's like 4 lockers and a couple stalls, right?
Right.
So I went to that bathroom a year ago. This year, it's the same venue. I'm in a different locker room, but I remember that as the bathroom, right? So I go to that bathroom. I, you know, I sit on the toilet as I always do, take a leak, and I do sit, and I'm proud of that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, so nobody... Yeah.
Don't want to make a mess.
Nobody say anything about it, okay? I'm very...
Nobody's saying anything
secure
about it.
In my
Dude,
masculinity.
Fine.
Hey,
fine.
At least there's never going to be anything on the toilet.
Exactly! It's comfortable. If I'm going to take the opportunity to sit, I'm going to sit!
Yeah, you don't know when you go to the bathroom and it's 5 o'clock in the morning, you're tired, and all of a sudden
I don't want
to
stand
over there, and you're like, how did I get over?
I miss many seats.
Yeah, I'm really standing. Tall.
I'm about to make the switch.
Make the switch. Make the transition.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, I pee. It's an automatic flush, so it just keeps flushing. I'm like, oh, good thing there's no one here, right? I don't want anybody to think I'm trying to get some giant turd down. I walk out, and I look to my right, and who's there but a shirtless Shane McMahon.
He was gorgeous, wasn't he?
Staring at me. He's got his bag in front of him. In my head, I'm like, okay, this is kind of weird. He's like, hey. I'm like, hi. I can't shake his hand. He probably thinks I took a monster, I flushed like 8 times. Yeah, okay, well, I'm going to wash my hands now. I didn't say that, but okay, I'm going to wash my hands now. So he's just like kind of looking at me while he's ruffling through his clothes. I'm washing my hands. There's no paper towels. I'm like, okay, well, I can't shake his hand now. My hands are wet. So I turn and he goes, hey. And I'm like, hey. And he's like, what's your name? I was like, Mansoor. He was like, I'm Shane. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you, sir. Walk out the door. I'm like, okay, that was... I hope he wasn't offended that I didn't shake his hand. Like, that was kind of weird. An hour or so later, I gotta go back to the bathroom. Don't judge.
You sat again.
And
having to sit in over there.
I walk up to the door, and I get stopped in my tracks, because a little piece of paper has been posted next to the door that reads, Shane McMahon Private Locker Room. So I turned 360 degrees and
walk away.
Yeah. That's your boy pissed and
Shane in the back.
And walked out like, ah! That was great.
Yeah, I'm not Shane.
Oh, what's
man.
Up, Shane? Yeah, we're just... Yeah.
So he was really banking on the fact that Shane just thought he was some random Saudi boy.
Some fan just peed in my locker room.
Should have left him a message like, hey, I sit when I pee.
That happened.
What?
The other awkward thing was when... Was this the only awkward Cesaro story, or was there another awkward Cesaro story?
Was there... No, I only remember the one.
We're going to hold that Cesaro story and move on. We're going to hold that to the end. So make sure people... Yeah.
Now you
so make
you
watch...
Around.
Yeah, you got
to
stay around and watch the whole video.
Well, you are a
my bad. I am good at this.
Yeah,
I'm
getting it, man.
I'm getting it. Woo-hoo! I came full blazing. I got nothing else to do. I'm on a walking boot, so my creativity is here. So, moving on. Winning the 50-man Battle Royal. To me... I think you're the best talker in the entire.
You lie!
I swear to God, I think he's the best talker.
Yeah, he said it to me.
I said
he,
it.
Really?
Yeah, he said that. Yeah, to me.
And
I'm
we
not
watched,
it up.
And we watched V-Brick, and I showed him the promos and stuff. Yeah, I said he's the best talker in every class. He's the best talker.
You gotta love his, like, he gets a fake accent.
Oh, please. There's not a
it's
fake
like,
accent.
The difference,
okay.
The
like,
difference between Mansoor.
It's my performance.
Mansoor
I
talking
dictate.
Like,
I
he
see
was say, hi. He was like, hi, my name is Mansoor. That's how he talks normally. I was like, yes, I am Mansoor.
No, that is
the wonderful to be here in the representing my country.
Okay,
that's and it's like his promo voice.
That's what I was going to actually go on and talk to you about. That speech that you gave.
So you were on the tag.
Tag.
No.
Actually, it's tag. Yeah. So, yes, I think you gave a heartfelt speech after winning that, taking on Elias, which, funny thing, I wrestled Elias about 6 years ago.
What?
On the Indies. Yeah.
Wow. Really?
Nobody knows anything of Elias on the
And that's what I love. I'm like, everybody's like, oh, Elias is a mystery guy. Like, he was Logan Shulo years ago.
Logan Shulo?
Logan
Shulo.
You can actually ask Joaquin Wilde. He actually helped train. I don't know if he helped train him, but he was around when he started. So, yeah, I wrestled him years ago. But, yeah, so you got to go face to face one on one.
Yeah.
He is. He's awesome.
He's great, dude.
You guys are wrestling Eskimo brothers.
Did you see when he picked me up by the hair and there was a dude in the crowd who went...
Yeah.
So that guy became a huge meme on our Discord channel.
Oh,
so like,
they
like,
cropped him out and anytime someone like got heat.
So how much of that promo was like just from the heart, man?
They told me, what do you want to say? I said this and this in Arabic. And they were like, great. Like it wasn't a case.
They put a lot of freaking things because they know how good of a talker you are.
I don't think it's that. I think they just don't know how to write Arabic.
tell them this. We don't know how to talk to them.
You know, I think that a lot of people. You know, in my experience with writers up there, it's like they're cool. They're just like, hey, what do you want to say? I want to say this. Cool. We'll approve it. It's approved. You can say it. Like, you know what I mean? I think if at least in my experience, like if you got stuff to give, then it's helpful for them because they're just. I'm sure there's just people, they're just like chickens with their head cut off, just like us. Like, we don't know what the hell's going on.
Right.
But, man, my family was in the front row of that show, I jumped into my older brother's arms, the one who introduced me to wrestling. And I didn't even know they were gonna, I knew they were in the crowd. I didn't know
they were gonna be there.
I saw him, like, Jamie Noble was like, hey, if you want to jump into the crowd, jump into the crowd. I was like, I'm not jumping crowd. But it's gonna be really awkward if it's just like
some
guy. And then I see my older brother, I'm like, that's it.
I'm just glad you didn't have to, I'm just glad you didn't have to, like, a bad Lambo leap. He's like, yeah.
He made it, like, right. Or I just, like, spike my head on the ground and, like, you just not.
You imagine if you won the battle royale, so game, many, a sweet promo,
when,
and then
when Elias throws me over the top rope and I do the skin the cat thing without the skin of the cat, just hanging on.
How many times did you practice that?
Not at all. Actually, I wasn't supposed to do that. Oh. I was supposed to hop and just land on the apron, but I was like, nah, it's gonna be like a falsie. I gotta, like, dangle my toes and stuff. And then, like, someone after was like, was the rope slippery? I was like, yeah, it was super slippery. It was like 50 dudes in there.
50 men. What about men?
So you could have just slipped and, like, go, and your feet would have touched the ground, and that would have been Elias would have won the battle. I was like, fuck.
The man is, ah!
Could you imagine? I made it. Yeah, it was amazing, dude. Like, it was.
And you messed up. You tried to skin the cat, like, a week later at a house show. Because yes. Every one of his matches is
I've squeezed the juice out of this battle royal. I have used it for every ounce of work.
So I'm sitting up. It was in Orlando, right? It was against Connor Reeves. It was against Connor Reeves, and I'm watching, and I'm like, "Oh, good match, good match." And then I see him throw Manny out, and he goes to skin the cat again, and he just slips. Just feet touch.
My feet touch the ground. Like, eliminated.
I'm like,
"Well, it's not a battle royal."
What? So, Joe is not alive. So, going back to Brennan. We're going to get into a little bit of football talk. We don't talk about sports too much.
Oh, okay. Good, because I don't know anything about football.
Wow. Well, this is... Moving on.
So, the weird thing about football is, like, I only like watching myself. So, after my brother stopped playing, my brother played for Ohio State. He won the national championship, and then he's a scout for the Patriots now. Youngest regional scout in NFL history. At 20, I'm 28, he's 25. Wow. So after he stopped playing football, I only watch Super Bowl since then. I keep track of what's going on a very little bit.
Do you know the players, like the most popular ones, the franchise players for each team and stuff like that?
Yeah, mostly,
How do you feel about Andrew Luck's retirement?
That's crazy and awesome. I love whenever that happens. I love whenever somebody is like, hey, football sucks. I'm still healthy.
Right.
Like,
He's
healthy. He's healthier than he would be if he wrestled. If he footballed another year.
He can walk.
Yeah, he can walk. Man, like, whenever somebody takes the ball and is like, how much money do you figure he made?
Now, there was a little controversy about this, actually, and I was listening to the Stephen A. Smith show. And he had a caller call in and say, hey, I find it very interesting that Andrew Luck's going to be able to just quit, not finish out his contract, and walk away with $24 million this year at preseason, before the regular season even starts. A week before the regular season starts, after they made their trades, got their free agencies, got all their players they picked up, right? They were probably going to be in the Super Bowl this year, because they literally gathered up a really good team this year.
Do you suspect foul play?
Ooh. No, they said it's really funny how he just the franchise quarterback up and quits. But we give Ezekiel Elliott hell for holding out for a player who actually wants to play and actually played up to his potential, and he that they give him hell for pretty much holding out for more money.
The thing with
when he's literally the best running back in the game.
The thing with football, and it's honestly the same thing for wrestling, is when people watch you, they think, oh, this isn't a job. Like, this, you're playing a game. Like, if you're watching wrestling, it's like, oh, you're just play fighting in your underwear. Like, I would love that job. Football, I played football. I played Pop Warner when I was 7 years old. You guys are doing it for money. It's like, if anybody, and like, I always love the, it's like, oh, you should never leave your team. Like, you should be committed to your team. Or, you know, it's like, no.
The game's changed.
It's work. Like, if I worked at a Subway and a freaking Quiznos says, hey, here's $10 more, I'm going to work at Quiznos. Like, there isn't, there, I have no loyalty. I have no loyalty to Subway. It's just a place that paid me. And I grew up in a football family. My dad played professionally. So I never had, like, this super commitment to a single team. I was a fan of whoever was paying my dad. So, like, right now my favorite team is the Patriots. Not because I'm from Boston, but because my brother works for the Patriots. So I think people really, you know, it's the same with wrestling. It's like, you got to understand it's business. And I'm going to try and get as much money out of this business as I can.
While your body's able.
Yeah, absolutely.
While your body's able to do
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. And I've been the guy with the knees that exploded, and they're like, ah, here's as much money as we're willing to give you. Go somewhere else.
There's also that guy. Yeah. Like, hey, this is our guy, so we have to push everything towards around this guy.
Absolutely.
But these guys, hey, you support him. Yeah. And if you're,
what kind of music do you guys listen to? What are some of you guys' like favorite musicians? Like, give me some genres you guys listen to.
I think we
probably have the same.
Yeah, we listen to everything.
And that's not just like you know, basic, you know, like
no, we listen to some weird,
everything
that personified.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no. So everything. So Swerve, I forgot my headphones at one point, and I just had like, I think it was the Persona 5 sound.
His just phone was playing, like,
just playing on his shoulder. Broad shoulder, yeah, where we can sit.
Like, how's that still there?
Yeah, and he's like, oh man, what is that? That kind of sounds good. And I was like, oh, it's a soundtrack.
And oh, and impressed P. Diddy over here?
Yeah.
He's like, well,
who is that artist? Who's that artist?
I must know him.
Not P. Diddy.
I was like, oh, that's that's
take that.
I was like, oh no, that's Persona 5. That's a video game soundtrack. And he's like, oh, that's pretty good.
Not bad. I like it.
No, that's yeah.
Next track, Persona 5.
You look at the soundtracks for any of those Persona games, they, and even like 3 is specifically like a hip hop, like that is the genre. Like each kind of game has its own genre. 3 was hip hop.
Has its own persona.
4 was like, you know,
yeah.
Oh.
I like the artwork for Persona 3.
It's like that. It's like, you know, like Japanese hip hop, where they're like, "Yeah, oh yeah!"
It's like it's almost like it's an impersonation.
Yeah, like, it's like, whoa, oh, that's really cool. We should try something like this.
And the guy, the guy's speaking English the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't understand a word he's saying.
It's awesome. Like
it's Battlefield, man.
Destruction. Word at the end, and like, yeah, destruction. Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah, you're just killing the lyricism in you.
I'm like, what? I'm trying to figure this out. It's like a puzzle right now.
It's all just sounds.
It's just a bunch of sounds.
Yeah.
So who are some of the names of some of the artists, like, so people can check them out. Like, cause I want to check this out as well. They're damn like.
Well, for checking out for 3. Persona 3, it's Lotus Juice is the rapper.
Great names.
Yeah.
There's a composer. Name. I forget his name.
Shoji Meguro.
He does all the games.
Greater
all the
name.
Genres. Yes. It's sick.
What else? I'm speaking for both of us because we like the same music.
You like old wrestling themes.
We
do. That's you.
I used to play a game with my little sisters where I'd be driving them to school, and I'd put like wrestling theme songs on shuffle, and I'd be like, "Whose song is this?" I'd be like, "Barbarian."
Oh God!
Yeah, it was fun.
I actually won. I won a bunch of money because I was doing a radio show when I got drafted to Houston. The guy found out I was a wrestling fan. And he was like, oh, yeah, we're going to play Name the Wrestling Theme with NFL draft pick Brennan Williams. And then it was like, if he gets all of them right, then we'll buy beers for the entire bar. So I go in there, and it's like weak. Like, it's like easy. Like, it's like, oh, Stone Cold's theme song. Like,
This is X-Pac. What are we talking about?
Yeah.
He's literally yelling X-Pac.
Well, he's breaking down.
They used to play Kurt Angle's song, and when you say Kurt Angle, they say it was the Patriot.
It was the Patriot, yeah.
They got us, we had like a Spirit Day, this was before you came, right?
Yeah, probably, most likely.
And they played Prophet's song, you know, bum, 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 bum,
yeah.
And it was actually
it wasn't right.
Team Bad.
It was Team Bad's
song. Remember Naomi,
first.
Tamina?
Yeah.
And,
oh!
And the same song!
Same song, except the lyrics are a little bit different, because it's,
the beginning is different.
How did Street Profits go? It's like,
I got them the same verse, the same lyrics.
Yeah, but then it goes, "Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, catch a tiger, by the..." Yeah, same thing.
So, the audience is
like,
they called, they were like, hey, We don't want to pay for a new song. We want to pay a fourth for that.
Did you know that Cedric's the song is the same way? That was Booker T's first song.
What?
What? Song. And the dog. That was Booker T's song.
What?
I don't believe
that's crazy.
Yeah.
How long ago was that song? Must have been so old.
You're going to call Booker up and be like, we need to have
it. How was he going to do that
and that?
Yeah, I think we missed the opportunity there.
Yo.
Dang. What's the weirdest band we like? Death Grips?
Death Grips, yeah, I like Death Grips.
You guys know Death Grips?
Not at all.
It's like Inch Nails rapping.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
weirder.
It's still Nine Inch Nails. It's just them rapping.
No, but it's not like Nine Inch Nails. It's like
it's because they call themselves a band.
We've had this conversation.
The background track is like. It's awesome. No, I can't.
Awesome. No,
it sounds like Limp Bizkit.
No.
One, it's a black dude.
It's not a white guy.
It's a black dude.
Yeah.
Sounds like R.E.M. to me.
We talking Darius Rucker black or
no? like that hobo that's kind of stalking.
He looks homeless.
Like you don't know if he's stalking you. He's just chilling in that corner, and then you walk two blocks, and he's in that corner over there now. And you're like,
but like it goes like EO's new theme song
sounds like that. It's like an industrial electronic screamo rap.
It's like punk rap.
Yeah.
So
sound like the Archer of Infamy with that intro.
So seems like you guys like a theater. Like, so what's some of the best concerts you guys have been to? Like
Death Grips. I went to Death Grips.
I've never been to Death Grips. I go to
The Wiggles was my first concert.
Big Wiggles fan.
Yeah, Captain Feather Sword.
When I was a kid,
I went to I didn't know, but like at the time, my mom took like all of us to the MC Light concert.
Oh, what?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, but I like fell asleep. We were like on a balcony or something. I just fell asleep. But like,
appreciate it.
I didn't know. I had no MC Light at like 7 years old, and it was in Germany too.
Nah, man, I was 17. I went to LL Cool J show. I was like, this is not for men.
I mean, I like
a very sweaty man.
I don't know if I like the show.
I went to an Usher concert and I enjoyed that show.
Usher, yeah. Did you go to the one?
8701.
Well,
yeah, the bed on the stage and everything. And there was a woman in that bed.
Oh. And it was John Cena. Not John Cena.
John Cena? Usher featuring John Cena?
John Cena?
Where is this?
I'm
going
to see
that.
He's a
bad man. John Cena opened up for Kanye, and then Kanye opened up for Usher. It was a great tour.
Well, there's a bunch of moods in that concert.
Yeah. Early 2000s, Kanye was opening up for
that's
Usher.
True. That's true.
Let's put some respect on that. O2 Confessions.
Ja Rule, 112, and Sean Paul.
Oh, you're ready.
Artist rapper.
Bruh.
I guess not. what's the newest album you listen to? Newest projects that y'all?
Oh, we talk about Tyler all the time. That's what we listen to on the way to shows.
Igor?
Igor is great. That might be the newest album I've been listening to, really.
I don't go back to albums too much. I keep going back to Igor.
Yeah.
There's something to be said about
it. I was listening to it this morning. It's good.
You guys listen to K-pop?
I listen to J-pop. I don't jump on the Asian
train. Right? K-pop is my biggest competitor.
Y'all, I have no idea what this is. Please.
So K-pop is going to... We're very concerned that K-pop is going to take WWE out of Saudi Arabia.
They're threatening my job. There's a huge K-pop concert in Saudi Arabia coming up. And the engagement and hype for that is like way more. It's like,
Are you a K-pop stan?
K-pop stan. I love all music. So yes.
Okay, good.
Yes. And it brought me close to
I'm a young woman that love all music.
Right.
When I was 13.
Fluent in Korean, so it's brought us close.
Oh, yeah.
I was that kid when I was 13 that was like, I like all music except rap and metal and like country, you know. But I
Old Town Road came out and changed that.
Old
Town Road solved racism.
And homophobia.
Racism and homophobia are all over. Thanks to Old Town Road.
This is my first Garth Brooks song.
Only Garth Brooks song I know, that Dr. Pepper commercial.
I think that like as we grow older, though, our taste is refined. Like
I like you. I like music. I just like if
music.
It sounds good.
Sounds good.
I have the hip hop taste of
it is good.
A hipster white guy. You know what I mean? Like
it was a cool
run. Yeah. Run the jewels and like
regulators.
How y'all feeling about Missy Elliott?
Midnight Marauders, huh?
Yes.
Missy Elliott.
I haven't heard anything from Missy Elliott
since she was in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
she just dropped the project a couple days ago. She just dropped the project.
Good.
Yeah,
it's about time we get into some big Swole's world. I said it right.
I'm proud of you. Hey, that strike may be gone by the end of this episode.
Okay.
All right, so let's talk video games, guys.
Oh, you had me at the.
All right.
Let's talk about
favorite genre. Start simple. Ease our way in.
From what it sounds like,
he was the plan.
For me, it's RPG.
RPG.
But for me, it's WR. It's Western RPG.
Oh.
Okay, we got some genres now. You got
to explain.
He likes Japanese RPG role-playing games, and then he likes...
The difference is Japanese RPGs aren't so much about you creating your own character and sort of putting yourself in the character, essentially. Right. You have a character, he has a story, sometimes there are branching storylines, but for the most part, it's pretty straightforward.
So they don't give you the options, like a Skyrim, where you actually start from scratch.
Witcher is because we have your character.
For example, like Mass Effect, you know, like you don't have to necessarily create your character, but you can choose the way your character
works.
Right.
Yes. He likes turn-based games.
I like turn-based games.
It's less because I actually do. I like character creation and making, you know, your avatar or whatever.
Right.
So it's not like I don't like Western RPGs. I like how all JRPGs end with you, like, the final boss is never just, like, a guy.
Yeah.
Like, the final boss of a JRPG is, like, truth. You have to, it's like eight arms and there are so many JRPGs where you end just fighting God.
Yeah.
Asura's Wrath.
I'll throw that.
Asura's Wrath is awesome.
Yeah, you just fight, like, I am it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like,
whatever
this
is.
Small.
In Final Fantasy VII, you play Sephiroth, and he is absorbed God, and you're fighting the universe.
And he throws the sun at you.
I'm like, ow!
I like
my giant end fights to like end on like a huge scale. Like Persona, you fight like apathy in Persona 3. In Persona 5, you fight. Order. Like, you're fighting, like, the spirit.
In 4, you fight Fog.
Fog, yes.
Yeah. I don't know.
It was weird. It was kind of it was very short-lived. I will say that JRPGs are a much more crafted experience.
Yes.
You're more likely to get a fulfilling beginning, middle, and end, whereas in Western RPGs, typically the ending is rushed. They tend to put a lot of the cool stuff in the beginning and middle.
And they run out of steam.
They have a lot of good filling in Western RPGs.
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
You brought up Mass Effect. Did you play Andromeda?
No. It's just like garbage. I started it.
Well, if you had it
after the patches came out.
Sure.
After the patches came out,
and if you have a 4K TV, it looks amazing.
Look, I got burned by Mass Effect 3. I'm not going to go back. It's like I got cheated on, okay?
Same here.
I finished 2.
I was like, I can't do it.
Andromeda was solid.
Nah.
Mass Effect should be the best.
All I ask for in an RPG, especially a Western RPG, the writing has to be good. I'm not playing an RPG for gameplay. I'm just not. I would play like Devil May Cry or an action-focused game if I wanted to play for gameplay. I'm playing for story, characters, and writing. And the gameplay has to be serviceable.
Multiplayer? Doesn't matter about multiplayer at all? Mm-hmm.
Not for an RPG.
No.
If I want to play...
Like a Diablo?
If I want to play a third-person shooter, I'll play Gears of War.
I'm not playing Mass Effect for the, you know, for the combat.
Yeah.
You know, I'm playing it for the decision-making.
But the story sometimes just gets out of whack.
For sure.
Yeah. That's one thing about Shadow of the Dam, so I can just slay these people. Sometimes you want to just play Dynasty Warriors.
Just kill shut off your brain and...
Yeah.
What's a game that you played that is actually...
Ninja Gaiden.
What's
a game that you played in a trilogy or a sequel or a series that's actually better than the original?
Like the sequel's better than the first one?
Yes. Whether it be 2, 3, 4, a side edition, like... That's actually better than the original game.
A game that gets better. Metal Gear Solid. Wow, ooh, that's tough.
No, I'll say that. Because 3 was the best.
3 is my favorite.
I mean, yeah, Metal Gear Solid, I put that right next to Dragon Age, because it got better, and then it dipped. And then it got better, and then it dipped.
Dragon Age is so weird.
If you tell me your favorite is Metal Gear Solid 1, 2, or 3, I'll respect your decision no matter what.
2, I can't, I never played 2 more
2
than
is once. Trippy, bro. Like, it's...
Yeah, that's why I didn't like it.
If 2,
I never played more
than 1. If you're like a philosophy major, yeah, please.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, the president.
1 is a cool action movie. 3 is a cool James Bond movie. 2 is like a indie art house studio film. Turn off the PlayStation.
I'm like, please stop talking to me.
Bye.
For me, I say Assassin's Creed 2.
Okay.
Assassin's Creed 2 is better than
Brotherhood. Was Black Flag was really good.
Odyssey is just... is it. Alright?
The best one is Odyssey?
Origins... I was on Origins for a while.
Origins 2 better than Assassin's Creed.
Origins was great, but they got way better with the controls. Yeah.
Assassin's Creed did itself a huge favor when they stopped trying to release every year.
Yeah.
Once they said, hey...
let's cool it down.
Let's take a second.
When we went to Paris, I was like, all right,
yeah,
stop.
Let's take a second. Let's make sure our games are right so we don't have characters' faces falling out.
Right.
Because
right now
the
you
glitches.
Put in a Call of Duty because I'm just tired.
It's like, and you can't do that with those games.
When you have two companies
right.
making the game
Treyarch
every...
Treyarch and like,
Sledgehammer or whatever.
I was like, come on, you guys. Just get it together. Just chill.
Make a good game.
Well, like, 2K, they used to. Now they're just all in-house. They had to fly over to Japan to get the animations and from the mocap.
Yep.
And they had to, like...
wait, what?
Yeah. For the long... like,
they had to go to Japan?
Yeah, they literally had
why?
To...
why?
Because that's the people that were doing the animations. We were... they were, like... well, me, 2K was doing... in California, they were doing the actual animation with the mocaps. So they would just get the...
data.
You guys are both in the last 2K game.
Well, you were the... Did the move?
Different departments.
Yeah.
You guys were co-workers before you were co-workers.
Yeah. It's like I was a wrestler who was hired to act and do no moves. And that's how you know that like I have a role in this company that is not the same as yours. You
know,
like,
this
is cool shit.
I'll talk.
Longsword just points. He has a really good pointing animation.
I was a character in the story mode.
Oh, that's right.
I was like the Gary Oak. I
Cole
was the rival character.
Which is weird because Cole Quinn is my daughter's name.
Wow.
Like, the weirdest thing.
That's so
weird. Absolutely.
So weird.
My daughter was... came out. My daughter came out before the game came out. So,
yeah, she.
Like, look at some birth certificates.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't name my daughter after Manny's character.
In a video.
Yeah, he's Cole Quinn. My daughter's Colby Quinn. It's weird.
That's great.
It's weird.
So, what are you guys looking forward to? That's coming out.
What games?
Cyberpunk. Cyberpunk.
That's going to be immersive.
Elden Ring.
Elden Ring.
Yeah.
Are you a Dark Souls chat?
Yeah, Dark Souls, Bloodborne.
Did you play
Order 1886? I played it all, bro. I played it
What's
all.
That keychain look like?
Dishonored. I played all the dark stuff.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yo, hold up. Tell the story.
Used to work at GameStop.
Likewise.
I'm so sorry. Yeah.
It was trash.
Yeah. And the Sony representative came out and he's like, hey guys, we're gonna...
this was when the PS4 first came out.
Yeah, this was when PS4 first came out and it was all after hours. So it was kind of cool. Like, he gave us like the 20th anniversary like coin thing and he's like... and I also have the shirt too. The
burn it.
And he gave us that and he let us play like the demo of the Order when you're like in the blimp.
Yeah.
Thing, and you like it's like 5 minutes. So like that 5 minutes was kind of cool. I was like, oh wow, I'm kind of on board. Didn't buy it. Like
check
GameStop,
it
you can check it out. You can check out games. So that was kind of one of the pluses of actually working there.
See, I got Master free. So.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Dope. I'm getting 2K for free.
So I checked, checked it out. Beat in like 6 hours. It was like,
that's tough, man. When
short.
Games are that
short.
Six. You pay $10 an hour to play that game.
Games are doing better at like, well,
DLC?
They're doing better and worse.
Yeah,
they're doing better and worse because it's unacceptable that you have to pay $80, $100 for a game and then have to pay for more on top of that.
Bullcrap, just pay $5 to get another Super Spider-Man.
Game, like that new Tomb Raider just came out. I just buy the whole entire
thing. Yeah, get the whole thing. Better be the whole game.
Brother, listen. That better be the whole thing.
That better be, I'll pay $120 for a collection edition.
1 month later, they're like, we're re-releasing the game with all the content and new levels.
Hold up.
Every fighting game does that crap.
Every fighting game
releases, and then 2 months later, a better version comes out.
Which is why
like
I really appreciate.
Wait for Spawn.
I really appreciate. Oh yeah.
Come out on Mortal Kombat
11. You have to wait so long.
March.
And they said, and Ed Boon, the guy who makes Mortal Kombat, he's like, it's all done. He's like, I'd rather we release it like every month. Like it would be fine. He's like, we want to pad it out so that
You keep playing the game.
I just hate to keep re-releasing stuff. Like Destiny 2 is coming out again. Like reloaded
for
like,
what?
For why?
What is it? All the DLC?
The levels are open and crap. Like Jesus Christ!
I can't believe the dudes who made Halo made that game. It's just disappointing.
I actually have fun playing Destiny.
I
have fun playing Far Cry.
I have fun.
Far Cry's good.
Far Cry 5.
I played a little bit of Destiny, but it's just like the start of that. The game is also your job. Like you have to go home I got to do my dailies. I got to make sure.
Red Dead. You had chores. Yeah. Make sure he eats. Make sure you feed that dog. The cows are freaking hungry.
When did video games stop just being fun? Like you know,
like
what
this
I mean?
Feels like work.
I got
up. Oh, you need a haircut.
I get home. I get home and I got maybe 2 hours to play video games. I cannot spend an hour of that.
Right.
Well, the games are being made now that they fire off little dopamine sensors in your brain.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not one to talk because I've got the gotcha games that were.
He's got like essentially a casino on his phone.
Yeah. You collect your cute
anime girls.
Yeah. And then it's like you go and you grind out levels for them.
You grind the girls. What?
You don't grind the girls.
Okay.
You don't grind the girls.
The girls grind you? What?
No.
No grinded.
Even though when you get, as you level them up, more, and then they get like cuter costumes. But, anyways, the thing is with this
game is not getting any better.
You're playing it to roll. You grind and you play and you do all the missions so that you get points. And what they want you to do is to buy Saint Quartz. They want you to buy the currency
the
so that
packs.
You can roll. You can
sounds like
over time you can get them. Yeah, well that's the mobile game model.
Mm-hmm. My team.
Over
sounds
time,
like my team to me.
Over time, you'll
we
get
this
enough.
Card coming out. Oh,
and then you get to roll.
Plays. What?
You get to roll, and sometimes you'll get what you want. So every
time
you roll, but then it's like I gotta try again. So like I'll grind. It's like and it costs 30 crystals to roll for 10. 30 crystals. 30 crystals cost like $50.
I almost fell in this trap with that Star Wars mobile game, Galaxy Heroes.
I refuse to fall in that.
I was like, oh, I'm Mace Windu. No, my credit card hurt. No,
no, you
don't. I can't. I should and cannot pay for something that does not make my life any better.
No.
The thing that Destiny does, and it doesn't make you roll for stuff, but what it does is it makes you have to come back and play, so that when there is DLC, you will have to buy it.
Like, NBA 2K has this in that trap now, because it's like, my team, you have to pay to compete.
That's crazy.
The only way you're going to win is you have to drop money down to get better cards or better players.
The thing with NBA...
That's the only way you're going
to win. I've heard all about the NBA thing. It's gross. Like, it's disgusting.
It's the worst.
And the difference is the general audience for an NBA game isn't going to complain about it.
Nope.
That's what...
Because we're already trapped.
Yeah, you're already in. And the majority of the people who are playing it are more casual fans.
Yeah.
So they don't even realize that they could go on and be like, hey, this is like illegal.
They're like, oh, this is what video games are.
Yeah, this is what video games
you
are.
You literally gamble on the game.
You guys are literally strung out for that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, when I used to work at GameStop, I'd be like, hey, you got that 2K? Yeah. Like, no.
Hey, can I get a card?
They don't even coming out with it. Hey, you got 2K? All right. And then they
come out. Walking.
And then, but if you do, they got that little
hostage.
Let me get
them. They don't even come in to buy the game. They can just buy PC.
They can do whatever they want. Yeah. They can make these games however they want. They can say, buy $60 to have access to the $30 basketball pack, and then you can pay $30 extra to afford jersey like outfits. Like,
I can just imagine, like I said, when we were working at GameStop, like, They come in there. You have to desk, and they come in with like NBA 2K5. Don't they want to trade it in? And you're like,
it's like, here's
why are you getting
it's like
20 cents.
Here's a quarter.
He's like eating half a Snickers. You go here.
No, this dude came in.
Oh god, one of the best trade-in stories.
Yo, so this dude came in.
Please give me your trade-in.
He traded in something and wanted cash. Now everybody knows that you get more for store credit than cash. So he's like, oh, I just take cash. His game, dude, I swear to God, he literally got $1.68.
No.
And I'm just like, looking at him. I'm just like, hey, you know, bro, you're just gonna get $1.68. That's cool. Yeah, I'll take it.
You don't even go in the register. You just give it out of your pocket.
You need this more than me.
I got a quarter down here.
So I'm like, dude, are you sure? Like, it's only $1.68. He's like, yeah, it's cool. It's gas money. I'm pretty sure it was like $3 a gallon that time. I'm just like,
he left the store and hopped on a skateboard.
Gas money. He got a slushy with that.
You may get a motorcycle because I would always fill up my tank for $8.
Dang. My dude got one of five stick gums for that.
What do you walk in with? Like Spyro the Dragon? Dude,
I mean, yeah,
Paintball Simulator?
You realize that like, even Fatal Frame would get you at least a good $10-$15.
Yeah.
Fatal Frame 1, 2, and 3.
My man running Chrono Crisis.
Really? No,
I had E.T. extraterrestrial for Atari.
Oh God!
I had this one guy come in with all PlayStation 2 games back when he was taking them. Now he didn't come in with no case, right?
That's so just a sack of this.
So I have to type them in.
You're gonna discount it?
I have to type them in order to do the trade, right? And it's like a good stack, like this many. And then he has his PlayStation. Now I have to turn on the PlayStation and make sure it works. Now this PlayStation has some extra friends in it. So I'm like, okay, now I know that I'm gonna have to clean this. So he's like, yeah, let's do it. I was like, okay, cool. And then I'm like, all right, I'm getting everything together. I'm got everything together. I'm like, okay, cleaned, everything's good. It came out to like $7.
With the PlayStation.
With the PlayStation, because the PlayStation was so bad. I'm like, I'm not finna really truly take this in as regular. I'm not finna. It's finna be.
Like, what are you gonna do with it?
Yeah, it's defective. So I get through doing all of that, and I've helped this man out for probably a good, 30 minutes or so, trying to pick out other game, and then he changes his mind. He says, no, you know what, I'm just not going to do it. I was like, okay. He leaves. Literally, when I open up the next day, he's there with the same exact games. And I'm like,
I'll
dude,
take that $7.
Yeah, bruh. But this time, it was down to, $6, because, you know. A day later.
That's the aging process.
He was hungry that day. He's like,
he
you know,
on me. Like,
they got $2 burritos up the street. Right. I can eat this morning.
Yeah,
I
always remember him, and I always remember the lady that spit on me. Like, it was just crazy.
Why'd she spit on you?
Was this like a mom?
Yeah, there's like a mom doing Black Friday. Like, so I would be in at
Black
12.
Black Friday at a game store.
Yeah, so like Thursday, I had Thanksgiving, had to be there at 12. And the lady was like, she spit on me at like 1 a.m. I was 9 months pregnant. I came across that counter so quick, bruh. It wasn't even a joke. My boss was like, hey, hurry, just go sit down. I'm like, oh, no. She about to get this work.
And she said, hold up.
I was just like, nope, there you go, sit down. So, yeah. I was like, okay.
All right, last and finally, Spider-Man MCU getting canceled. Thoughts about that one?
I don't think it's set.
I think it's
just negotiation tactics.
Mm-hmm. It's a ploy from Disney.
And 100% the reason we're talking about it is what Sony wants. Because here's what happens. Disney walked up and they were like, hey, you know, Spider-Man, you couldn't do that without us, so we want 50-50. And they were like, okay, no. We're just going to leave. And we're going to tell everybody that we're going to leave. So everyone's going to be really upset.
Now, Sony's getting all
that's
this
where
in.
We're at.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're at right now. But guess what? Disney is already planning to set up Spider-Man at their parks. They've already got Spider-Man in the future of their movies.
Yeah.
They are not losing that money.
Yeah.
So guess what? They'll be like, how about 8%? Like, you know that 5? Just give us 3% more. We'll be good. I'm not worried about it. It would be too dumb. It's too dumb.
It's too much money on the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For everybody.
Yep. Yeah.
Disney's gonna find a way to make everything.
Hey, they didn't even stop messing with my dude Tom, though. I mean,
could you imagine?
Uncharted's gotta find a new director.
Do you really want that movie, though?
No. Not with Tom.
It's just gonna be like a crappy Indiana Jones ripoff. It's not gonna be real.
Like in
Uncharted's already practically a movie anyway.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. Yeah, play Uncharted.
I know. And it always makes me want to go back and play it again.
Yeah.
And like in the game, he already defies death like way too often in that game. I don't need to see it on the movie.
Off,
yeah. It's like I'm like,
just put on how are,
I just don't need to see him, like, how many times are you just going to catch a ledge one-handed?
Yeah.
After falling 10 feet. I'm like, no, Tom, your muscles is not...
Your elbows would explode.
I thought they would have learned from Tomb Raider.
Yeah, like,
don't do this.
No.
Skyscraper.
Don't do this. Keep it a good
What's
good
the best video game movie?
Mario Brothers.
Mortal Kombat.
It's a fun movie.
Mortal Kombat.
It's probably Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat's great.
Silent Hill isn't bad.
What was the one that's...
Which one?
Yeah, but Mortal Kombat is lit. Yeah,
Mortal Kombat's actually like unironic.
Yeah, the first one was fine.
The second one was terrible.
Exactly what it is.
Yeah. Well, it had Raiden out there looking like a damn therapist.
Did you ever watch the Street Fighter movie with
I saw it.
And the Dragon Ball Z movie.
The new one?
You watched that too.
Gosh. Oh god.
The new one?
Yeah. What was the new one?
They did two they did two Street Fighter movies.
They did?
Yeah, they did. The old school one.
The old one with Jean-Claude. And they said the something of Chun-Li or something like that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, that was like a straight to DVD.
No, it wasn't theaters.
No,
they released it with the game, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, they were like, here, you can watch the
but
Legend of
Chun-Li. But it was
super
toned down, right? There was no big costumes. It was like...
And you guys were like bubbles?
Well, because we were, we were in the point where X-Men was out, and they're like, hey, just make everybody the Matrix.
It was toned down?
Yeah.
Like, Bison was in a three-piece suit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Nobody had their cool costumes.
He was, actually.
Yeah,
Bison was literally the same character from that one season of Arrow.
Oh, yeah, he was that dude, Damian Dark.
Damian Dark, he was the same character.
You know what was a good video game movie? Freaking Detective Pikachu was. It was good.
That was good.
I went there and I watched it and I was like, I like that movie.
Yeah,
this is better than I expected.
Not
bad. I was like,
well, all right.
What's the best?
Let's talk about Sonic.
What's the
Sonic?
Oh my god, dude.
That's going to be a great video game movie. Give me a Crash movie.
I got a conspiracy theory that Sonic, I think.
Sonic takes
his legs. Why did Sonic look like Swerve with Sonic's head?
Sonic, why are you doing it?
Like, just.
Let me just imagine. No, my body.
Let me
see. Sonic came out looking like Instagram thought.
Did you play with Sonic games?
Yeah. Sonic Adventure was incredible.
Do you remember Rouge the Bat?
Yeah, yes. What were they thinking?
Why does a bat have.
Sonic barely has fingers.
What? Like, they know exactly what
all that
doing.
Stuff from the old school, man. You go back and look at some of that stuff. You be like,
look at Lola Bunny.
Oh my god, what?
No,
that's a kids movie. And she's like,
listen.
Go
back and watch Scooby-Doo. Fred would do anything to be with the two ladies alone.
Yeah,
she'd be like, hey, I'm going to stay
here in
case the detective come back. You two go stay out in the boat in case the storm comes.
Like,
what?
You know what? On day as well.
I'll stay here with the girls. You, Shaggy, you take Scooby and go outside.
That's a fact, though.
But you know Shaggy's attention span is like, shot. Y'all gonna get. Y'all go. They gonna be the first ones to find the ghost because Fred and them never found the ghost. They always ran to them and they were always eaten.
Yeah.
You know what's gonna happen. Why do you keep splitting
Fred
them
was
up?
Like we got about 2 hours.
Oh my god! What if the ghost comes? He ain't coming, baby.
There is no ghost. I set this up. It's gonna keep them busy for about 2 hours.
You know it's old man.
Yeah, you know each episode. That's my homie Todd.
Old man Todd, he's just going fine.
So about this Joker trailer.
Oh yeah.
It looks really good. It looks
good.
I
was watching it. I went to the gym today. Somebody was watching it in the bathroom in the stall.
You could hear it. He was like,
I can hear it.
It looks good.
I trust Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
So put on a performer. Any movie he's in, it's
I trust Joaquin Wilde.
He's just a great actor. Like even if the movie's terrible, he will at least be the shining.
He's definitely fully committed.
This ain't gonna be no Dark Phoenix.
No.
I've given up on X-Men. How many superhero franchises have you given up on?
X-Men is my, like, I've been reading X-Men comics since I was a baby, and
I'm about to give up on Joker. If Joaquin don't knock this out of the park, I'm giving up on.
He'll be fine. My buddies are huge Spider-Man fans, right? Like my buddies that I grew up with. So I always text them and I'm like, hey, I'm really jealous of the fact that you guys had Spider-Verse, the Spider-Man game. What was the Spider-Man? The
Homecoming.
And Endgame. The newest one. Like, they're doing Spider-Man so well right now on every front.
But
I cannot get a good X-Men movie to save my life.
Because there's so many characters to focus on. Who do you focus on?
X-Men was good at the time.
No, you can't anymore.
First class
was good.
Have a new Wolverine.
It has been a long time. We're in a drought.
Wolverine!
You mean like a
Apocalypse was bad. Days of Future Past wasn't bad.
I want
my Spider-Verse. Where is my X-Men version of Spider-Verse? We've had two Dark Phoenix movies, which should be my Spider-Verse, but I have not gotten my Spider-Verse.
Did you like
I didn't like Spider-Man Homecoming.
The prequel ones?
You didn't like what was it? Homecoming was it's.
I didn't like Homecoming. Me and Brian Cage agreed on this. We were like, and he's a Marvel G. He did not like Homecoming. He's like, oh, I watched it. He watched it three times, and he was like, yeah, it's not a good rewatchable Marvel film.
I thought Far From Home was very good. I
still get to see it.
Homecoming was it was good. Like, I haven't watched.
You didn't like it either. Simone's here, by the way, everybody. We didn't address that.
Oh, yeah, she's in the corner. She's on the beanbag.
I'm not getting up.
My knee hurts.
My knee hurts.
Speaking of trailers, man, I've been watching this Mortal Kombat trailer for this new movie is supposed to happen, and this movie better be fire.
That
Mortal Kombat movie?
It was supposed to be
supposed to start filming next year. Earlier.
What was that YouTube series that they had?
I loved it.
I loved it.
It was good. With Michael it was great.
If they could build off that to the movie,
they make him Jax, I'm down.
I'm in. I'm Law and Order.
I'm already on Regal.
No, I didn't watch it because it was like NCIS to me. What is a Scorpion?
You're talking about a YouTube show?
Yeah. That's
why, you know, Scorpion got bills and shit.
Kabal was fire.
I just think that they can't get it. They humanize a scorpion too much. I don't like that.
Yeah,
I don't like that.
He's like, we're on prison release.
We don't need
Scorpion.
Yeah, like,
what are you talking about?
We need
some point, like, my favorite part of Mortal Kombat is just the stupid, we're going into hell and, like, we're fighting demon ninja clans.
I feel like
that's
what's missing from so many these video game and
comic
book movies.
Too real.
It's gotta be weirder. The original Spider-Man movies.
Everybody's trying to be Breaking Bad. Everybody's trying to be The Wire. I'm like, no.
And it's the same humor in every movie.
Yeah,
you notice
like,
that? It's the same kind of jokes.
Yeah, science.
Everyone's like, something really serious happens. They go, get a load of this guy. It's like, says, like, you know, we have to go get the Infinity Stone. They're like, infinite? What's so infinite about them?
Yeah,
like, you have to woke fun.
Thor's quit killing me with that humor, man.
Like,
with three movies now, he's killing me.
Manny doesn't like superhero movies.
No, I do. I like the superhero movies.
You
I just think they,
like,
they don't take enough.
You.
They don't
I'm
take enough
you.
Risks. Like they're
I'm
not different
definitely
enough.
Yeah.
Like when Thor wasn't interesting and his movies were boring, their answer was to just make him Iron Man. Like, they just made him a quippy, funny guy. Like, because that's, like, if your character isn't interesting, have him humorously sort of look at everything and make jokes about it.
I mean,
but that's the thing is, you don't, when you're in flux, when you're in flux like we're in right now.
It is like wrestling.
We ain't talking about this. Don't do this. Don't mention no cap up here.
We're getting canceled yet.
I just feel like it feels like every movie has the same writer, director, it all looks the same.
Yeah. Well, you know, episode 9.
It's the formula.
Episode 9, Scorpion and Sub-Zero are going to be sitting there right where you guys are, talking about how that rivalry started. It's going to mess up the whole play, bro. We ain't accountable.
Yeah.
I told him to get over me.
Actually,
he just wouldn't get over me.
I'm like, what? Even in the game, I'm like, they're talking way too much. Yeah, Can somebody fight? I'm like, dude.
And nobody fight.
I don't need dialogue. I feel like watching like Tarantino. Like,
oh, now they're friends. I'm like, oh god, the whole rivalry.
They buried the hatchet in one sentence.
Well, yeah. Well, hold on.
You know he killed my clan too.
Technically, Scorpion is still not friends with the original Sub-Zero, who is Noob Saibot.
Right.
He's friends with Sub-Zero's brother. Yeah. So they kissed and made up.
But bro, everybody,
Skip.
I skipped.
Did you play Injustice? You guys play Injustice?
Yeah, I still have it.
I love Injustice. I love in the story mode how it's like Robin's like, Batman, stop bothering me. And Batman's like, we have to save the city. Robin's like, no. And then you get in fighting position, you start fighting. Mm-hmm. And then Batman presses a button and a plane smashes into Robin and shoots missiles at him and it explodes. And then the fight ends and the cutscene's like,
It's the same thing in the Mortal Kombat story mode because some of the story mode fights are like, hey, it'll be Cassie Cage and she'll be fighting her mom. And you'll be like, hey, mom. You're really bugging me, like me and Jackie just want to go to Chipotle and you won't let us go on leave. It's like, okay, why don't you fight me and I'll let you get a burrito? And it's like,
I'm not fighting.
Right.
I'm not fighting someone I've literally watched kill people.
Right.
I'm not fighting my mom, period. I'd rather fight Sonya than my actual mom.
There's like a weird thing about, like, especially Mortal Kombat, and I watched like a video on it, is like the disconnect between what the characters are willing to do to each other based on their like familial relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, Jackie shouldn't be able to rip off Jax's arms and do a fatality. And like, it's weird. And they don't change anything up enough that it's like, yeah, oh, it's
universal.
This is my shadow dad, and
this
I can
evil version of
I can rip off. But even still, like, you should be like, "Oh, I'm sorry, Dad.
I'm sorry, Dad." In the Mortal Kombat games, like the dialogue right when they're about to fight, like, Johnny Cage, Kano, I hate you. I hate you too.
Protect your other one.
Yeah, Injustice was worse. It was worse than Injustice. Yeah. Like, especially Green Arrow. He's just coming and twirling, like, "Oh, your shoes are dumb. I hate your hat. How did you know that was me?" Like.
Hey!
I just love the 1-2.
This is way better than that Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe.
Oh my god!
It was super, super
man.
No blood. And you just like It comes back.
I still had more fun.
I forgot about that.
Get your stuff back.
That game looked like crap.
I still had more fun.
The new Marvel versus Capcom, the Infinity one. I mean, it's not new, but man,
I feel bad for the game itself
isn't actually bad.
It just
got dragged through the mud so much because they just went. It's like, well, what do you? You don't need Magneto. Like,
you don't need any X-Men.
We got Nova. Like, he does the same thing.
I mean, they
got off-brand cereal. That's what they got.
They got the guy.
They got fruit rings.
They handled it.
You want Tony the Tiger?
They handled it so badly. The guy who ran the game got up and he got up to a podium and he was like, "Listen, you guys don't want Magneto. You want a guy who can go in 8 directions and use a super that actually, you know, expands in this whatever."
One guy's
Nobody.
No!
Like, no, we want Magneto!
No! I've had a Magneto lunchbox since I was 3.
Yeah.
I want Magneto. Yeah.
We want
this Nova guy sucks.
Yeah.
That's probably Disney's fault, though.
Most likely it is. Everything I blame on Disney.
They said we want Golden Grahams.
No, we got...
You
got,
don't get Dr. Pepper, you get Dr.
Pitt. We have Walmart. We have Walmart gold.
Check sodas.
Yeah.
Disney doesn't get enough heat for the stuff they pull.
No, because they give you what you want.
I mean, the fact that people were like, I can't believe Sony's doing this. Disney was like, made this amazing universe. Like,
it's like Disney asked for 50% of the Spider-Man
crazy,
character.
Right?
Like, they're the bad guys.
It's this mega corporation.
Give me that.
Yeah.
They own everything. It's like...
Come here.
Man.
Cool, all right. Take my soul. You know?
Shouldn't let him borrow.
Yeah, it was about time to wrap this up. We had a really good conversation. We could have gone like another hour.
We
really could have. This is a good Patreon stuff right here we're talking about here.
Oh.
If you want to.
Are you getting on the P?
Might have dabbled. Have a little conversation.
Yeah, we actually got on the P. That's right. We switched our model to strictly P.
Sitting down.
All right, tell the whole world where they can find you at social media wise. Plug your stuff.
I'm at K Samani.
Spell it.
At KSAMANNY on Twitter and Instagram.
I am Great Black Otaku on everything.
Spell it.
GREAT. BLACKAT.
OTAKU.
Fake Otaku.
Virgalicious. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and most importantly, you can find both of us on Twitch.
Yes.
And Patreon.
Coming soon.
No, it's already there.
Yeah.
We're coming soon. Patreon. Yeah, this has been Swerve. This has been TZ Scott. The Big Swole. Yes, Big Sis Mama over there. Be confident in everything you do.
Wash your ass.
Are you going to get that pop?
Pow. Mm.
You threatened them on the way out?
Yeah.
Why did they come back?
Before we actually, hold on, don't
epilogue
that button.
Post credits.
Button.
Hold on, wait.
Expanded universe.
You got your second story you got to tell.
Oh!
It's not as good as the McMahon one, but
we have more than a minute and a half.
It's basically... I win the battle royal. Cesaro comes over to me. I shake his hand. Thank you. I'm sitting in the locker room. I'm like, wow, this is amazing. Cesaro comes over to me. He's holding two water bottles like this, and he holds it like this. I was like, thanks, man. And I grab it, and he holds on. I'm like, oh. And he was like, no. And I was like, oh. And I fist bump him, and he walks away.
Dang. That's awkward.
I'm so sorry, Cesaro.
Get off my water. Stop trying to take my water.
I love that you couldn't take it. Like, he had the water bottle in between his fingers. Like, stuck, trying to pull Excalibur from...
Close out the show. We're done here.